This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program here. You may take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We started out talking about the so-called Great Reset that John Kerry is out now pimping publicly on behalf of the Biden administration, basically pledging that the Biden administration is fully on board with whatever the hell this Great Reset concept is.
Which may or may not be true, but there's
Well, it's true that he said it, according to these stories.
It's true that Kerry said that, yes, but whether or not Biden actually supports it, it's unclear. Just because Kerry is on board with it doesn't necessarily mean that Biden is. I want to point that out. But
well, he specifically said that Biden is on board with it. So if Biden isn't on board with it, then he sure as hell didn't come out and say, wait a minute, that Kerry, he's saying I'm on board with the Great Reset. It's not true. He hasn't disclaimed it.
I'm saying right? It's probably true.
Yeah, it's true.
But we don't know what Biden himself actually thinks about it.
I'm sure we'll find that out soon enough.
Oh, man, I hope not.
So I've got here a couple of stories.
See, and this is the reason when I talk about slaying dragons and why I'm not necessarily opposed to redistributing the wealth of billionaires. It's because billionaires do crap like this.
Mm-hmm.
They scheme up things like the Great Reset. We just don't need these people existing. I don't want anyone to hurt them.
Yeah, they can exist, just I don't want them to get into my business.
I don't want them to be billionaires. And they can't help, but once they get to that point, they can't help but become these lunatics. And you probably got to be a lunatic to become a billionaire in the first place.
Certainly if you've used the guns of government to make your wealth. I mean, there are going to be some billionaires out there, you know, somebody like Roger Ver, for instance, who I don't know what his wealth actually is, but I know that he bought probably tens of thousands of bitcoins back in the day when they were like a dollar a piece.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's a good chance
probably pretty close.
If he's not yet a billionaire within the next 10 years.
I will make an exception for Roger Ver, for sure.
But my point is, there's some people who, like, became billionaires because they just did a good job in life and, you know, did the right thing. And then there's others who became billionaires because they used the government violence to guarantee themselves a marketplace.
Right? See, I can understand, for most people, getting up to tens of millions of dollars for being just really good at something and doing it very, very well and people wanting whatever it is, that service or that good. Mm-hmm. I can totally get that. That's probably way more common. But I can't imagine that there have been more than maybe 10 or 15 billionaires in all of human history who didn't use the guns of the state to get that way.
I don't know. It's a good question. I suspect the ones that you hear the least about are probably the most likely the ones that did it, honestly.
Yeah.
You know? So if you want to join us here, you can. Let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts, and then we'll share. I've actually got two propaganda pieces here. So I've been digging around to find out about the Great Reset. And I did a search online, except I excluded 2020. So I did a search excluded 2019 as well. So I did a search from basically 2000, the year 2000 through 2019 for the Great Reset and World Economic Forum, just to see what was the coverage of the Great Reset for 2020. Because it's definitely blown up this year as far as its news coverage and, you know, the mainstream media just kind of putting it right in your face. And I did actually find the story where that quote came from, the quote about that in the year 2030 you will own nothing but you'll be happy. And I've got the whole piece about the vision for what life would be like if we embrace the Great Reset. So I've got that, and I also have...
I feel like I should rewatch and actually finish V for Vendetta suddenly.
I liked the movie. You got upset at one of the scenes, and you turned it off when he was abusing the
I would say I got upset. It's just, okay, I don't support any aspect of this character at this point, so I'm done with the movie.
He is a bit of a monster.
He is.
Yeah. Let's go to your calls, though. David in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind, David?
Always enjoy the program here.
Thank you. What were you calling about tonight?
I knew an AM station or something near. year here that I could pick you up, because I think contractually with WKHM here in Jackson has to another program until 9. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
May not be able to look it up right now, but I'm low tech here, AM, or how can I tune in the first couple hours?
Yeah, there's this cool thing called the internet. I highly recommend you check it out.
Well, I know that, sir.
But yeah, we're only on that one station, WKHM, in your area, so it's either that or you listen to us online at freetalklive.com. But we're glad you're there when you are. So what were you calling about tonight?
And actually, it's part of this this lawsuit from Texas against other states concerning election.
I mentioned that to Ian tonight.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
They're ruling that it's unconstitutional for what some of these swing states did, because they, quote, changed election rules quickly during
the pandemic. Is this because of COVID?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're saying, hey, this was unconstitutional, and because of it, I don't think they're asserting
that. Do they have standing to sue another state over what they did with their election law?
I think it comes down to the real technicality of what the United States Constitution dictates. Of course, I'm no legal scholar. Mm-hmm. However, to take that, and evidently it's called, I quote, an original case that the Supreme Court of the United States must consider whether they'll even hear it, and that mm-hmm. takes a minority. However, is there a 1-2 punch with the Dominion voting systems that they're mm-hmm. so-called using? And that's a separate thing.
I don't think that
Sidney Powell and other attorneys, just your take, the 1-2 punch will come in to really expose who is against freedom is the communists.
I wouldn't get your hopes up. No one's really going to ever believe that the voting systems were rigged. I mean, there's been countless evidence since they rolled these things out that, you know, they're vulnerable, they're not secure. And no one
they keep using them.
No one seems to really care. I mean,
some people care, but they have no influence.
Sure. I mean, in the state of Mississippi, it was...
care.
Yeah, but you have no influence, so it doesn't matter if you
care. In the state of Mississippi, their voting machines are electronic, and you don't even get a paper receipt. I mean, you just hit the person you voted for on the screen, and that's it.
That's it.
There's no record.
Trust them.
For all you know, they just pull a number out of thin air. You have no way to verify it.
Yeah.
But as far as the state...
How do you folks work that in your borough there in New Hampshire?
We don't have the voting machines here.
Do you guys even vote?
No, in New Hampshire, they have the old style where you actually, like, color in circles with a pen or a marker.
I think a machine does read them.
Yeah, a machine
They verify the counts, apparently.
Correct. Yeah, all the counts can be observed by people here. But, you know, again, David, thanks for the call. I definitely appreciate it.
I think you're correct. Texas probably doesn't have standing to sue other states.
How could they?
But even if they do, I don't see how what Michigan or Florida or any of the other states did could possibly be considered unconstitutional, since the Constitution doesn't actually say what people's voting, what states' voting procedures have to be.
Yeah.
So I think Texas is just trying to pull a Trump.
Yeah, just basically pull a show and make it look like they're doing something.
Yeah.
Make people think, oh, good for Texas.
Just all right. Dragging this nonsense out longer.
So one thing they're going to be dragging out here is this global reset or, quote, great reset. So I've got two pieces. I've got one from 2016, which is just sort of like the picture painting of, you know, what it's going to look like in the year 2030. And then a more closer to home piece here that started or that was published within the last month in Time magazine, and their sort of long, lengthy list of articles just pimping the Great Reset. This one is about what it'll be like in 2023, quote, how we fixed the global economy. Which one do you want to hear?
This is recent.
This is the most recent one. Yeah.
Okay. I'd rather hear that one, I think.
The most recent one?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Mariana Mazzucato. I'm going to skip the first several paragraphs and get to where, you know, the predictions of what this person thought was going to or is going to occur.
Within the next 2 years.
Correct. So this starts with, so I'm going to start this with the part where Joe Biden wins the election. And we'll pick the story up here of what they believe could be done to fix the economy globally. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Remember, this is part of the great so-called Great Reset. This is being published in Time Magazine. We'll share it with you coming up, and you can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DINOVITE.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Having taken her
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in, take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Aria.
AnyPay 2.0 is here, and cryptocurrency payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Hand Cash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets, they're just not ready for this impressive new technology. Now, the wallet programmers of these other wallets, they need to hear from you if you're one of their users. So if you use wallets like Coinomi or Exodus, RelayX, or Bread Wallet, then please take a moment to go to anypayinc.com/upgrade. Read through, learn a little bit about why some wallets work with AnyPay 2.0 and others don't, and then take action and contact those wallet programmers to let them know that you want those wallets, your favorite wallet, to be used for payments, and they can get in touch with AnyPay, and there's instructions on how to do that there. Go to anypayinc.com/upgrade. If you want to help make the cryptocurrency payments world better, you got to ask for these guys to do the right thing and to give them the idea that this is a valuable change that they should make to their software. anypayinc.com/upgrade. So we're talking about the so-called Great Reset here in a piece by a woman named Mariana Mazzucato. She's an Italian woman who is a teacher or a professor at, let's see, what was it, some UK university, the University College London in Economics of Innovation and Public Value, which is a bit of a mouthful.
And it really was.
But I'm skipping past the first few setup paragraphs here because the article is entitled, It's 2023. Here's how we fix the global economy. And I...
Now, does this include the disaster caused by the government during 2020 to the world economy by shutting down all manner of businesses and industries?
She's talking about how to, you know, supposedly
fix
everything.
How to undo the damage they did? Or is...
I don't know if undo is the right word.
Okay.
How to exacerbate? She's calling it fixing.
How to rub salt in the wound?
She's calling it fixing from her perspective. So let's get into that. So I'm going to just fast forward past her setup of, you know, 2020, et cetera, to the election, where she predicts President Biden moved quickly following his inauguration in January of 2021 to rebuild frayed ties between America and Europe, setting up a forum to share collective intelligence that could inform a smarter form of government. Well, we all know that's impossible. European governments were eager to learn from the investment strategies used by the U.S. government, like those led by defense research agency DARPA to spur research and development in high-risk technologies. And the U.S. was eager to learn from Europe how to create sustainable cities and reinvigorate civic participation. With COVID-19 still rampant, the world woke up to the need to prioritize collective intelligence, whatever that means, and put public value. Remember, when you hear the word public, just replace it with government. At the center of health innovation, the U.S. and other countries dropped opposition to a mandatory patent pool run by the World Health Organization that prevented pharmaceutical companies from abusing patents to create monopoly profits.
This is fantasy land.
Oh, yes.
None of this is could possibly happen.
Well, but she's being pimped by Time Magazine, and John Kerry is supporting the great so-called Great Reset, and he's being pimped by the World Economic Forum, and Joe Biden supposedly behind this as well. This is their vision for what they want. Now, a mandatory patent pool. Now, that's kind of I'd never heard of this before before I read this tonight. Have you heard of a mandatory patent pool?
No, but I can speculate what it is. It's to prevent these companies that manufacture things like EpiPen or whatever from charging $200 a piece in the United States versus, you know, 50 cents in the United Kingdom. That would be my speculation.
It almost sounds like, so the way, the following sentence here says it prevents pharmaceutical companies from abusing patents to create monopoly profits. It almost sounds like the mandatory patent pool would be that if you patent a thing, that it actually becomes available to multiple people to use. Which, on an intellectual, if that's what it is, you know, I'm against the idea of intellectual property, so I'm against the idea of patents in general. So, if a patent pool says that if you come up with a thing that other people get to make that thing, that's not a terrible concept. But again, it would be better if we just got rid of patents entirely.
Yeah, I don't know what she means.
It's confusing. And anything
with
the term mandatory.
It to be confusing. A lot of this so far has been buzzwords and word salad.
Anything with the term mandatory in front of it, I naturally recoil from.
Mandatory puppy hugging? You lost me, man.
Bold conditions were placed on the governance of intellectual property, pricing, and manufacturing of COVID-19 treatments and vaccines to ensure the therapies were both affordable and universally accessible. As a result, pharmaceutical companies could no longer charge whatever they wished for drugs or vaccines. Governments made it mandatory for the pricing to reflect the substantial public contribution to their research and development. This extended, so, price controls.
Which is understandable. If the public funded your research, you shouldn't rip off the public when you sell the drug that the research created. However, there are better ways of doing this, like investing in stock companies and stuff like that.
Like deregulating, like getting the government out of the world of telling companies how much they have to do testing and how they have to do it, and just regulating the crap out of these things. The fact that it costs billions of dollars to get through the FDA's process, normally, if you're not, you know, the vaccine manufacturers who get to skip a bunch of the steps.
I can't wait.
That's what drives up the costs, is they've got to put it through all this bureaucracy. So she's not proposing any less bureaucracy. She's proposing different bureaucracy.
Yeah, she wants to centralize the patent system to secure these monopolies forever, everywhere. Not abolish these monopolies.
Yeah, and it almost sounds like she wants a global patent system. But anyway, let's go on. So she said this extended beyond COVID-19 therapies, impacting the price range of medicines from cancer therapies to insulin. Richer countries also committed to increasing manufacturing capabilities globally and using mass global procurement to buy vaccines for poorer countries. On February 11th of 2021, the FDA approved the most promising COVID-19 vaccine for manufacture in the U.S.
What day?
February 11th. So actually, they're supposed to do it this week, apparently, according to the newscast tonight.
I can't wait to not get it.
Yeah, mass production began immediately. Plans for swift global distribution kicked in, and the first citizens received their shots within 3 weeks, free at the point of use. It was the fastest development and manufacture of a vaccine on record, and a monumental success in health innovation. When the vaccine was ready for distribution, national health authorities worked constructively with a coalition of global health actors led by the WHO, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and others to collectively devise an equitable global distribution plan that supported public health goals. Low- and middle-income countries, along with health workers and essential workers, were granted priority access to the vaccine, while higher-income countries rolled out immunization programs in parallel. So she's just praising how wonderful vaccines, and they're just here they are, and look, we're giving them out to everybody equally, and it's free. And
never mind all of that stuff I just said about rushing it.
The end was in sight for our health crisis, but in June 2021, the global economy was still in a depressed state. As governments started debating their options for new stimulus packages, a wave of public protests broke out, with taxpayers in Brazil, Germany, Canada, and elsewhere calling for shared rewards in exchange for bailing out corporate giants. So, she's saying that she's admitting there's going to be a ton of corporate bailouts.
And she's okay with that.
And that people are going to protest that. And so we're going to give the people a little something, too. So everybody's going to get a bailout. Which, of course, is already what happened earlier this year, right? With the billions of dollars and trillions of dollars that the U.S. government printed, and God knows how much money in all the other countries' central banks of the world. We'll continue, though, here in a moment for her vision for 2023. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has passed the National Defense Authorization Act, a bill President Trump had threatened to veto. The president said he would reject the defense policy measure unless it contained a repeal of Section 230, a provision in the Communications Decency Act that shields social media companies from liability for the content posted on their sites. The 335-78 vote represents a veto-proof margin should the president decide to reject the bill. That now goes on to the U.S. Senate. And the Supreme Court has refused to hear a lawsuit from Pennsylvania Republicans seeking to decertify the results of the presidential election in that state. The court's order was unsigned and issued without any noted dissents or comments from any of the justices. The order comes as the state of Texas has asked the court to throw out the results of Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The suit filed Tuesday argues that the changes those states made to mail-in voting were unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Florida police raid the home of a fired coronavirus data scientist.
Police in Florida conducted a raid Monday at the home of former Florida Department of Health employee who built the state's COVID-19 case tracker, only to be fired earlier this year for alleged insubordination. Rebecca Jones, a data scientist, was fired from her role at the Department of Health in May. She had claimed that her dismissal was a result of her refusal to alter data related to COVID-19 cases in the state. The complaint alleged that Jones was suspected of accessing a Department of Health messaging service without permission. Authorities seized computer equipment during the raid. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden says his nominee for Health and Human Services Secretary will help expand a key health care law.
No matter what happens in the Supreme Court, he'll lead our efforts to build on the Affordable Care Act.
Biden's remarks came as he formally introduced California AG Javier Becerra to fill that role today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind here, though we are talking about the so-called Great Reset. It's something you're going to hear more about. Mainstream media is putting this out there. Time Magazine is where we're getting this story from about what it will supposedly be like in 2023 when we fix the global economy.
Well, they have to normalize us to the term first. Mm-hmm. And then they've already normalized us to the abuse, to the oppression, to the control. Now they're just going to normalize us two more.
Yeah, and by the way, it's Ian and Aria in the studio here tonight. Phones are always open at 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. So this is propaganda. It is being written by a professor who is, again, being promoted by this Great Reset. Time Magazine has a whole collection of articles, probably at least a dozen, 15 articles by the Walmart CEO, Yo-Yo Ma, Tony Blair, all kinds of big government and corporate names. And this lady has this vision for what she thinks things are going to be like, how the economy will be fixed by all these great central planners. And so we'll continue here with her opinion. So she says that in June of 2021, the global economy was still in a depressed state. As governments started debating their options for new stimulus packages, a wave of public protests broke out, with taxpayers in Brazil, Germany, Canada, and elsewhere calling for shared rewards in exchange for bailing out corporate giants. With Biden in office, the U.S. took those demands seriously and attached strong conditions to the next wave of corporate bailouts. Companies receiving funds were required to maintain payrolls and pay their workers a minimum wage of $15 per hour. Finally, we've made it to $15 an hour. Of course, by that time, $15 will be lucky to buy you a hamburger.
It's weird hearing this because one sentence is plausible, and the next one just sounds like a left-wing fantasy of her having masturbating while writing this article about the glories of socialism.
Is the minimum wage proposal here a plausible one?
I would say no.
Well, the whole thing is a fantasy, obviously. She's saying, okay, corporations, you guys have to have your billions. So we'll give you a bunch of billions, but you just have to agree to raise the minimum wage. That's not unbelievable from a political perspective, if indeed what she says came true. And I did skip another part of this where she says that the Democrats also won both the House and the Senate. So in her vision here, it's a completely Democrat-run federal government that is doing these things. And it wouldn't be unbelievable to suggest that the Democrats would really show these corporate, you know, guys, they'll teach them what's for and make them give you $15 an hour. And in return, they'll get hundreds of billions of dollars.
I just don't see it
it's
happening.
Doable.
It's plausible, doable. But
it's
I don't
a stupid
think
idea.
Well, it's a terrible idea.
Right. I mean, it's not going to help anyone.
It's going to create unemployment is what it's going to do.
Sure. Well, of course, by that time, plenty of people will already be unemployed because there's going to be an S-ton of local businesses who've gone out of business by the summer of 2021.
Because, sadly,
the summer of 2020, we saw that 60% of the businesses on Yelp that had closed their doors permanently. And we haven't gotten an update on those numbers to see how many more there are now. Because I suspect there's more by now, and by the time this holiday season is over, you're going to see even more of them close their doors.
It's definitely a bad time to be a restaurant.
Any local business, especially in the places where they're having re-lockdowns, like out in California right now, where 84% of the population is back into lockdown status. Retailers are not allowed to be open unless they're, quote, essential. So there's a ton of businesses out there that are closed down again.
I didn't know that California went back to that essential
worker-only nonsense. Or last week. So a little bit more here. So again, they say that they are going to convince these companies to do $15 an hour in return for however many billions, if not trillions of dollars in bailouts. Firms were permanently banned.
Which will be nothing if they just print out trillions of dollars. And
that's what they're going to do. Firms will be permanently banned from engaging in stock buybacks and barred from paying out dividends or executive bonuses until 2024. Businesses were required to provide at least one seat on their boards of directors, workers, and corporate boards have... Hold on. So they have to provide one seat on their board of directors to workers. So they pick, I presume, randomly or by some election or something like that. So now, all of a sudden, Amazon gets one of its factory workers to sit on the board.
And he
immediately becomes corrupted.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Thank you. And it would be immediate. Like the he would, before he even entered the room, he would be sold out.
And even if he didn't, he'd be the one lone voice in a room of, you know, corporate taskmasters.
What's curious is that all of these things sound like they're punishments to CEOs of places like Amazon and mm-hmm. Walmart and stuff like that. And yet the CEO of Walmart in particular is on board with this.
Things that make you go,
Something about this isn't adding up.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's the reason why I say it's not unbelievable that they'll finally get their $15 minimum wage, because ultimately it's meaningless when the minimum wage goes up, especially if they've been printing out an S-ton of trillions of dollars beforehand. Because every time they keep printing and printing and printing and printing and printing and printing money, they inflate the money supply. The wages don't track with that. So as the money gets printed out, we do see prices go up. We do see people lose their jobs. There's certain things that happen when the minimum wage goes up. People will be put out of work and things like that. But ultimately, you know, it just raises prices. So that's all we're going to. So this is just something to pacify people. It's like, okay,
fair point.
You can stop protesting now. Here's your $15. And they won't realize that their life is more difficult now than it's ever been with a $15 minimum wage, because a dollar doesn't buy what it used to 15 years ago, or 10, or even 5, or even 1 year ago at this point. So going on, firms were, she says, businesses were required to provide at least one seat of their board of directors to workers, and corporate boards had to have all political spending approved by shareholders. Collective bargaining, so that'll get those politicians right in shape. Collective bargaining agreements remained intact, and CEOs had to certify that their companies were complying with the rules or face criminal penalties for violating them. Globally, gold standard bailouts were those that safeguarded workers and sustained... Don't be confused. She's not talking about gold. She's just talking about...
I got really hopeful for a second.
She's talking about her favorite bailouts. That were those that safeguarded workers and sustained viable businesses that provided value to society. This was not always...
So the government's going to pick and choose the survivors.
Of course. This was not always a clear-cut exercise, especially in industries whose business models were incompatible with a sustainable future. Governments were also eager to avoid the moral hazard of sustaining unviable companies. So the U.S. shale sector, which was unprofitable before the crisis, was mostly allowed to fail, and workers were retrained for the Permian Basin's fast-growing solar industry. In the summer of 2022, so we're a year ahead now of what she was just talking about, the other major crisis of our age took a turn for the apocalyptic. Climate breakdown finally landed in the developed world, testing the resilience of social systems. In the Midwestern U.S., a severe drought wiped out crops that supplied one-sixth of the world's grain output. People woke up to the need for governments to form a coordinated response to climate change and direct global fiscal stimulus in support of a green economy. So, God, world wealth redistribution is her answer to a drought.
I will give it to her. She is one creative person.
Yes, this was not about just about big government, but smart government. The transition to, which of course is impossible.
No, government's brutish.
Yep, government is violence. Government is force. To suggest that a man with a gun is going to use it wisely and be so smart about it is absolutely ridiculous. But it's the fantasy of the technocrat. This is the fantasy, right? Because we saw this with the Obama administration. Remember, like, when Obama came into office, it was like, ah, finally, the government has advanced. Now we have a website. Remember?
Yes.
They had this website where you could, like, put your request in. And if you recall, the Texans voted one up to 100,000 votes
on secession. Yes, and I remember Obama's response to that, which was basically, hey, we already fought about this and killed people.
That's right. We'll do it again.
Yeah.
Remember, it was like, oh, we've got all these tech people in government, and it's going to make government so much more responsive. It's going to make government so much better. We're going to be able to drop more bombs more accurately. 855 450 free like freedom. Free Talk Live.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here on the radio. You sick and tired of these government goons telling you how to live? Well, it's going to get worse unless you decide to do something about it. And by that, I mean actually regroup. Retreat from where you are, because, got to be honest, libertarians, you don't have a chance wherever it is that you are. You're losing.
That's and true.
You've continued to lose for decades. Nothing has gotten better. You have not had a renaissance where you live. There's not all of a sudden a big outpouring of support for liberty. In fact, there's less than ever, if anything, you know, if you look at what's been going on over this last 11 or 10 months. So I would recommend that you check out New Hampshire as an option. And coming up this summer, you're going to have the opportunity once again to join us for Fork Fest. This will be the fifth annual Fork Fest. It'll be happening at the same place as before, Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a just tremendous location to be. Even if you were there all alone, you'd love it. But in this case, you'll be there with what, maybe as many as a couple hundred people who care about freedom.
There's never a way to know, no, because there's no tickets.
Yeah, there's no ticket cost. There's no central bureaucracy, no organizers making decisions for you. You just decide what to do. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival. You can go to forkfest.party. It's a website. You can help. There could be other websites too. It's not an official website. It's just a website that tells you a little bit about the event. And you can link over to the chat room, and there's a ForkFest forum if you want to connect with some of the other ForkFesters there. But get a taste of what it's like to actually be around a large number of freedom-loving people, and then maybe make some move here to New Hampshire so we can join together and actually stop this madness that is coming to us, that these Great Reset people are doing their best to shove down our throats.
Oh, they have a plan.
They sure do. And it involves bigger and bigger government and more central control of resources and decisions and corporations and going on here with this woman from the Great Reset pieces that they have. They've got like a dozen plus opinion pieces over at Time Magazine that were published back in October. This one is written by Mariana Mazzucato, who is a professor at some college in the UK. And she goes on. So she's painting her picture of how the Great Reset people and the government bureaucrats will solve everything by 2023 if we just let them do everything they want to do. And she's talking about the idea of so-called smart government, which means that she believes that government, which is an organization with a monopoly on violence, can somehow be used wisely instead of used violently. And
that's because she doesn't understand what the government is. Yeah. The government is violent.
Yeah, and she doesn't understand the consequences of it.
She's bought into that religion, presumably. Well, obviously, she's a priestess
in
that
religion. She's a preacher, yeah.
But she's bought into it, and that's probably why she became a priestess, that the government is this good, wonderful, benevolent thing. The police office, all police officers do is help old ladies cross the street.
Only if Joe Biden's in office.
Right. Good point.
Yeah. So she goes on. She says, at regional, national, and supranational levels, ambitious Green New Deal programs rose to the occasion, combining job guarantee schemes with focused industrial strategy. Governments used procurement, grants, and loans to stimulate as much innovation as possible. Help. That's not how innovation works.
It is okay. Not.
Innovation is something that people do because they feel like there's something that needs to be filled in the marketplace, that there's a service, there's a product, something that hasn't existed before, but they've got a vision for how this thing that they want to do can help people do a thing that they want to do, right? Whatever it's a product or service or whatever we're talking about. Innovators start from the ground up. They don't start generally from the top down.
Unless they're Elon Musk.
Where did he get his start, though?
I don't know. I honestly don't.
Because Tesla's a new company, right? Like, it wasn't a spinoff of GM or Chrysler or something like that. So he got some investors. And my point is, like, Tesla didn't come from GM.
No, I was just taking a shot at Elon Musk.
I think he did from – I didn't follow the thing closely, but I'm pretty sure he built that from a smaller level, right? Like, it wasn't the – billion-dollar company or whatever that it – or $300 billion or whatever it is.
Well, it didn't start out that way, for sure.
Right? So she says here – so she thinks government can fund innovation, helping fund solutions to rid the ocean of plastic, reduce the digital divide, and tackle poverty and inequality. A new concept of a healthy Green Deal emerged, in which the climate targets and well-being targets were seen as complementary and required both supply and demand-side policies.
Okay, so they're also going to control your eating and exercising habits.
Does sound that way. She hasn't said that, but yeah, putting the word healthy in front of it certainly suggests that. The concept of social infrastructure became as important as physical infrastructure, whatever that means. Some of these concepts she's throwing out there require their own research, right? So we have to, like, go and read about what that social infrastructure
means. Well, it's just a word salad that's supposed to sound good to people on the left who are like, ooh, social infrastructure. We'll all come together as one.
For the energy transition, this meant focusing on a future of mobility strategy and creating an ambitious platform for public transportation, cycling paths, pedestrian pathways, and new ways to stimulate healthy living. Like banning fast food, right? She didn't say that, but...
And limiting the size of your drink cups.
Yeah. In Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Arcetti successfully turned one lane of the 405 freeway into a bicycle lane and broke ground in late 2022 on a zero-carbon underground metro system, free at the point of use. Rising to the role of the, quote, entrepreneurial state, unquote.
Holy crap, did she really?
She just did that, yeah. Government.
Should we bother at this point pointing out to people that business and government working together is literally fascism? She is asking for literal fascism. She wants the government to be a business creating things.
Which is kind of like a social, like transitioning from fascism to socialism. But yeah, we're right there in that spot. That's what she's talking about here. Government, she said, had finally become, again, she's talking about in the year 2023. Or just turning into 2023 here, she said, become an investor of first resort that co-created value with the public sector and civil society. Just as in the days of the Apollo program, working for government rather than for Google or Goldman Sachs became the ambition for top talent coming out of university.
More fascism.
Talk about pure fantasy, too, right? The idea that people who just went through, you know, education, who want to bring something to the world and create or whatever, are going to go and, I want to go work for government.
I would for sure trust the Google's best programmer or Google's best hacker against the NSA's best hacker.
Government jobs became so desirable and competitive, in fact, that a new curriculum was formed for a global master in public administration degree for people who wanted to become civil servants. And so we stand here in 2023, the same people, but in a different society. COVID-19 convinced us we could not go back to business as usual. The world has embraced a new normal that ensures public-private collaborations are driven by public interest. Remember, replace the word public with government. Not private profit. Instead of prioritizing shareholders, companies value all stakeholders, and financialization has given way to investments in workers, technology, and sustainability. Today, we recognize that our most valuable citizens are those who work in health and social care, education, public transport, you know, the bus driver, supermarkets, and delivery services. By ending precarious work and precarious work...
Yeah.
She means work with any danger associated with it? Is that what she's talking
about? I think she's referring to the lack of job security.
Ah, yeah, dependent on chance. Okay. And properly funding our public institutions, we are value, because governments don't have enough funding. She's saying we need proper funding for these government institutions.
It doesn't matter if we fund them or not. I mean, it really doesn't. They're going to pay for whatever they want to pay for.
We are valuing those who hold our society together and strengthening our civic infrastructure for the crises yet to come.
I mean, in a lot of, she's not necessarily wrong there. In a lot of the ways, the people holding society together are the truck drivers and the fast food workers and the delivery drivers and the other people she rattled off.
But that's not what she's talking about.
No, it is absolutely
she's
not.
Talking she's talking about government.
Yeah.
Because remember, she just threw in supermarkets and, you know, delivery services. But the rest of what she said was health and social care, education, public transport.
Oh, yeah.
These are almost all completely government-dominated industries. Yes, health care is not government technically in this country, but
it's
highly regulated by government. So that's what she's talking about. When she says holding society together, she's saying government. When she says properly funding our public institutions, she's saying government.
Yeah.
Agencies. So finally, in her final statement, she says, the COVID-19 pandemic took so much from us, in lives lost and livelihood shattered, but it also presented us with an opportunity to reshape our global economy, and we overcame our pain and trauma to unite and seize the moment to secure a better future for all. It was the only thing to do.
You know, I sort of hesitate to say this, but I kind of feel like any person who refers to the deadly pandemic as an opportunity should kill themselves.
Yeah, she's not going to do that, though. They're going to keep pimping this thing, this great reset, until you are absolutely sick of it. It's not going anywhere unless we somehow put a stop to this and refuse all of this crap. It's Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.